Here we are one more time on Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy the Great Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Boy, I tell you, so much has happened, hasn't it? You know, and it changes by the hour. So no matter when we record this and when, you know, it's played back, a lot will change. But even on Monday, as we record this, they were still having missile alerts and they were having, you know, those rockets going off in Tel Aviv. And then these missiles, some of the missiles that the Iranians are still shooting are hypersonic.
Interesting.
So they have trouble when they flood the zone.
Yeah.
When they put a whole bunch of them together, that floods the zone, like in a basketball move or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for them to shoot down everything.
Gotcha.
But the Israelis are using an iron beam laser for the first time. So I don't know how that's working out for them. I hadn't heard the results.
It seems like their defense system's pretty good. I mean, besides some have gotten
through.
Iron Dome.
Like one missile got through, and it killed 9 people, 6 from the same family.
Oh, what a shame.
And so they're still getting through, and we're knocking a lot of them out. Well, then they killed American soldiers in probably Kuwait, I think it was.
Yeah, I saw
where
that
they were in a blockhouse. And it hit the blockhouse, and it came through and killed them.
Now, the guys that were shot down inadvertently by friendly fire, they parachuted out of the plane. So
yeah,
they were
stapled.
Okay.
They were rescued and all that. That was, you know, you got to investigate that to see if the people shooting the guns were friendlies or not.
Well, that's also true.
You got some people that might just, you know, I'm sure that they're looking at all that. They didn't really want to talk until they figure that out.
We've got some misinformation already. We've got the claim that the Iran has shot a carrier and sunk one of our carriers.
Oh yeah, well that's one thing. I mean, might as well get to it right off the bat.
Yeah, go.
If you in social media, particularly X, which is the old Twitter.
Yep.
Elon Musk got a real problem there. It's filled with just mostly baloney.
Bots. Yeah.
It is a couple of people that I see, but you don't really know what to believe.
That's true.
And he needs to, you know, my account got hijacked months ago, and because they have no customer service at Twitter or the X,
what do you do?
That I couldn't tell anybody anything, and so it's just, and it can't get fixed. It was that way. A lot of the problems were with Twitter, but when Elon Musk bought it, he fired all these engineers and everything, and to try to make where it could make money. I don't know if it makes money now.
I don't
but
either, to be honest.
It almost needs to go away. I used to get some good information out of it, but now it's so filled with fake news and memes and things like the aircraft carrier is sunk. And in old posts, they show something to this, the shooting, and it was some other shooting from 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of crap. Yeah. And I don't know if people are making money off of Twitter like some people are, including me, on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I've noticed that Facebook, they throttle down a lot of stuff. I was looking at seeing what, you know, because they tell you what percentage of the people that are looking at your post were followers and what percentage were not.
That's right.
And that is totally up to their algorithm of what they open up and what they don't. And I was looking with things that were involving the war were mostly just my followers.
Yeah.
They weren't letting that out the door.
That's interesting. I noticed something as well in regards to that. And I don't know if it's intentional. I'm assuming it is because all of this is so, you know, binary. It's ones or zeros, right? They're either doing it or not. But I noticed like Yahoo, and which is not a great source for your news. Let's get
Yahoo's right not a good source. For
but me, no. I've noticed how they have one or two stories on what's going on with Iran, and then the rest is fluff. They're fluff pieces. They're just, United Airlines removing passengers who don't use headphones when they're watching a movie. You know, stuff that we don't care about, right? I mean, how important is Kelly Osbourne's look?
But that is, unfortunately, where a lot of, you know, the TikTok crowd is. They're watching just foolishness.
I guess so.
You know, they're not really looking for reliable information.
I had trouble, Jimmy. I mean, this is the first time. I mean, this is our business, right? I mean, this is and more specifically yours. But you know, I've been immersed in it for some years too. And when we have trouble finding a source to get information, that's a problem.
You can really say, is this real? Did this really happen?
Yeah, it's a problem. I mean, I was on, I don't know, YouTube. I was on any kind of possible channels to get news. I put in search news, and I got so much crap I had to sift through.
You got
through.
Crap on YouTube? Well, I haven't.
Yeah, I did. I mean, you had to go specific. If you went CNN, you went Fox, you went whatever the news agencies are. I mean, you can go BBC a little bit, and you get a little bit of more, I guess, up-to-date or more.
Actually, on one of these things, sometimes I don't know what I'm looking at. You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Because I'm going back and forth. I actually watched a little bit of Al Jazeera.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
The Middle Eastern one.
It's not bad.
And they had a reporter in Tehran, and they were able to do some things that the other networks can't, really.
Yeah.
And you take it for a grain of salt, whatever they're doing, but
yeah,
that was interesting. And I don't know if I was getting that through YouTube or what.
I'll have to find a source for that. I think they have an Al Jazeera TV.
I knew somebody that worked there, actually.
Yeah.
They tried to get some, they hired somebody from NBC over there.
Maybe that's the way we're going.
But they kind of got, it's kind of gone down. Their ambitions for trying to get American audiences kind of gone away.
It kind of seems like we're going that way, where you have to tap into a news agency that's in the region where the news is, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think Fox has done great in Israel.
Okay.
They have a guy over there that's, you know, he's really on top of it.
Okay, yeah, I'll check that out.
He's saying, watch the cameras, and here, let's go up, and we can watch it, and you can see these little specks in the air of those, of the rockets coming in and where they're getting hit or not hit.
Yeah.
And then you hear the boom, and then, yeah, he's been doing a hell of a job there.
I'll check that out.
You know, here's the company. I'm going to go to the source of this in a second. It says, quote, any ship that seeks to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, we will set on fire. We will not allow a single drop of oil to leave the region. All right, that's a PR voice from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much thought, you know, people were mostly dead. I know that they showed our people a minute ago said that ships in the Gulf for Iran was, you know, 11 or 12 or 20.
Yeah.
They said those currently in the Gulf of Oman, zero. They took them all out. They sunk them all.
Wow.
And I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to totally annihilate these folks before it's over. But I mean, this guy, any ship that passes through Brigadier General Jabari. Now, I don't know if he's still with us or not, but I would advise him not to buy any green bananas.
Right, exactly. Now, let me ask you, because you brought it up, the tankers and the oil and so forth, what does that do to our, I mean, are we going to see?
It's already
huge,
gone up. I just saw it a minute ago.
Okay, so it's going already.
It did. It was 260. And now it's $2.99.
Wow. So it's not.
And the oil per barrel was 67 Friday or Thursday.
Okay.
And I think it's gone up to 70 something.
So we could see.
The Dow was, this was interesting though. The Dow was down 400 and something this morning, nearly 500 points before they opened the market in overnight trading.
See, that's weird.
Now it's only down 37. So it came back today at a real huge comeback from where it was going to be. So it's about where it started at 48.9, which is almost 49,000, which is not bad.
Yeah.
And then the oil is 71.44, and it was at 67.02.
That's in 2 days.
It's
That's
gone
in-
up a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's, things have not gone as crazy as people thought.
Okay.
Because of this, but you know, it's still young. You know, it said Iranians react with joy. Now, this is something called Iran International. Who knows? It says Iranians react with joy and disbelief to Khomeini's death. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But you also had thousands of them in the street shouting death to America at Khomeini's funeral.
Fascinating. Well,
there are both. It's not just, things are not just one thing or another.
Well, it's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up because you're right. It just depends. And this is where, to me, the media gets the bias influence, right? Instead of showing both sides, there's certain media outlets that'll just show one side and then another outlet that'll just show the other side. And so you're not getting the truth because both showed up, both in opposition and in favor of.
Right.
You know,
so you just got to, you know, in coming up with stuff like 500 people have been killed in Iran, that's No one knows how many people in the world have been killed in Iran.
Yeah.
It's totally a ridiculous number. It's just, you shouldn't even post that because it's just, you don't know that.
Right, right. No,
and no one knows. God's the only one who might know that.
Right.
Here's one that an Iranian drone strike on a hotel in Bahrain injured two U.S. Defense Department employees, the Washington Post reported, citing a State Department cable it reviewed. What are they doing reviewing cables from the State Department? Someone probably leaked it to them, which is why, you know, the president and administration is not going to tell a lot of these members in Congress. They don't trust them.
Right.
And a lot of the media, all they're doing is trying to look at things to show that they tripped up. You know, it's just
it's a shame. And while this is going on, besides the fact that there's some kind of doppelganger for Jim Carrey, which is hardly news, we've got something going on in Austin, right? We have the shooter, active shooter situation.
Yeah,
it's all happening, you know, within hours of each other with the war. And now some things coming to light with that. And I know you know more about that than I do, but I was shocked and it made me a little concerned.
Well, they're not telling us everything.
Okay.
First of all, I knew a little bit before some of the stuff. Now it's all public. Everything I'm saying is that he was wearing an over like a hoodie.
Yep.
That said, I'm the Ayatollah's. It's Ayatollah's property or something like that. Yep. And then he had a T-shirt on that was an Iranian flag.
Yeah, property of Allah, right? Was the
yeah. Now yeah. What they haven't said, and what I understand, he had a Quran in his front seat.
So motivated by the
yeah,
attack?
Lone wolf, he was mad at what had happened, and he's revenge. And there are people like that around. And we don't know if the Cincinnati mass shooting was something similar. They don't have a suspect there. Hmm. It was a drive-by and shot nine people. They're all stable condition. But, you know, we don't know who did that. And that was around the same time. Could have been something totally irrelevant, you know, there.
I've had people tell me that they've heard numbers, and I know, again, we're talking about numbers, so it's irrelevant because we don't really know. But somewhere in the neighborhood of 18,000 to 20,000 operatives here, you know,
could be
in the United States that we either know or don't know about. But I don't worry about those groups, right? Those organized groups, because I feel like our CIA or FBI or whoever does that
is keeping an eye on some of
that. Okay, yeah, fair. The lone wolves, the ones that we see like this Texas, this Austin thing, that kind of bothers me.
Well, I want to know what he did for a living, and no one's been able to tell me that. He was living in Pflugerville.
Okay.
And the SWAT people went and raided his house, as you can imagine.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But I don't know what he did for a living. And did any but only the neighbors would only say that, well, sometimes he acted weird.
Okay.
That's about all I've been able to get, you know, from that.
Fascinating. Just fascinating.
But the you know, the drones, this is a kind of an interesting story. You know, Iran's been selling drones to Russia.
Okay.
By the thousands, big income producer for Iran. Russia was using them against Ukraine.
Okay.
Swarms of drones, very effective, you know, had a lot of dynamite or whatever the stuff, you know, C4 or whatever it's carrying.
Mm-hmm.
Very nasty when they do hit. Well, one of them didn't work good.
Mm-hmm.
And it pooped out. And so the Ukrainians
mm-hmm.
Captured it.
Okay.
Well, the American people that were there, they got it. And they sent it back to the United States for study.
Okay.
Well, they liked it. And so they reverse engineered it using the, you know, like the Chinese do to us.
Right.
Or the Russians do to us. Mm-hmm. We reverse engineered it. And now we're using these one-way drones against Iran.
Wow.
We had a whole bunch of them made up. We never used one-way drones before, but we are at this campaign.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures of it. It looks like a propeller-driven.
It does, and that's what it was.
You know,
and that's what it was for them. So
now I don't know what a regular drone costs. I imagine millions of dollars, but supposedly
no, this one cost $3,000-something a piece.
Yeah, they're way cheaper than the ones.
And
that
the serious things that we're doing, and the bullets we use.
Yeah,
you know, some of these cruise missiles and stuff are like a
millions,
many hundreds of thousand dollars
yeah, right,
per pop.
Right, right. That's fascinating. Huh. It's fascinating.
So, you know, of course, we're testing out all kinds of things, you know, in this war.
So
these people have been a pain in the butt for a long, long time.
Since I've been on this earth.
I mean, Iran has been stink bug, and, you know, whether they're taking hostages, you know, which was That's how we, a long time ago with Ted Koppel, they were doing every night Hostage Day number 13.
What was that? What year was that? Is it in the 80s?
I don't remember.
I'm going to look it up.
Late now 70s or 80s. But what's getting me during all this stuff now, and I'm just reading this again, this British prime minister, I'm not real hot on, Keir Starmer, man, he did not like it. He called it reckless. In fact, their approach is becoming even more reckless and more dangerous to civilians. And he wouldn't let it use the British. I don't think he'd still ever let him use Diego Garcia, which is we've shared with the British forever out in the Indian Ocean. And I think that's why the B-2s have to go, or the B-52s, if we're using them, have to go halfway around the world.
That's been pretty quiet. That's been pretty quiet. I have not heard that. So that's interesting. Yeah,
and also, they wouldn't let us land at some of the, for defensive reasons, they would let us land, but not to engage offensive thing. So what is their problem? British have never done that.
Yeah, why are they?
But that's because of immigration has changed their voters. Oh, they've got a base. Big Middle Eastern now base that controls a lot of the elections. And that's what's going to happen here if we had not stopped some of that.
I don't disagree. I
look at Minnesota.
I see it. I mean, we see it. We can all see it. And you see, watch what's happening a little bit to California. I mean, California's got some voting going a little sideways, and they can't seem to right the ship. So good luck there. I mean, it's an interesting situation. By the way, the hostage crisis, Iran, I said since I've been alive, that hostage crisis started November 4, 1979, 66 Americans, including diplomats.
As a news producer,
And it went through 81, January 20th of 81. And then I want to say Reagan had something to do with that, but I can't remember. Pulling them out of there.
They all did. It's been going, like you said, it's been going on forever.
Forever.
China urges halt to military action. Of course they do. Russia's making money on this, so they're not saying anything.
They don't say a word.
Because if they're screwing up the oil and the price of oil goes up, they make more money. That's their source of revenue is oil. So they're not going to bitch and moan about this too much because they're making more money. If Europe can't get the oil from the Middle East, they're going to have to buy it from somewhere, and they'll buy it from Russia.
Is that why you think that they're doing?
Oh, that's why they're shut up. Yeah, China.
Wow.
They just don't have much to say.
They're on their own. They're on their own.
But because they've been selling, a lot of they're stink bugs too.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've been selling a lot of the rockets come from North Korea. Who owns North Korea? The Chinese.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
The Democrats, it's just really been hard to listen to some of them because, again, they've got TDS where if Trump created a cure for cancer, they'd be against it.
I want to ask you a question, and I don't want to get specific, but does it feel like some of our politicians don't have a loyalty or even a like for the country that we live in?
You would think that sometimes they just shut up.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Just be quiet.
Right.
And they, you found it. I mean, I heard him just Sunday. Kane is one of them. Chris Murphy from wherever he is, Connecticut or somewhere, is another one.
Yeah.
And they're still using his example. And he's blowing these boats out of the water in the Pacific and in the Caribbean. They're drug boats.
Right.
I have no problem with us blowing up people that are care. We have no evidence. Oh, please. Look at all the white powder that comes up. What do you think they're carrying, rice?
Right.
I mean, it's just idiotic what they say. And I know they don't really believe it, but they think it sounds good, to the pacifist wing. And there are a lot of people in this country that are just, they're isolated. Republicans, too. Mm-hmm. They're isolationists, like Pat Buchanan was. I understand J.D. Vance used to be. Tulsi Gabbard used to be before they went on with this administration. But they're in for the America First deal where we don't, I'm with whoever said we fight them there so we don't have to fight them here.
I've had that ingrained in me since I was little. I mean, why? Because I did, as a young person, think, well, why are we fighting over there? And people would say, well, do you want it on your own soil? And I thought, no, I guess not. So that makes sense to me. Have you seen?
And then look at all these people. Look what they look what Iran and some of these really crazy people over in some of them in the Middle East. I mean, 9/11's coming up on his 25th anniversary.
Golly.
Those people were not Boy Scouts from Belgium. I mean, they were
right,
the Middle East. In many cases, they were from Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
You know, it's why you don't even when you say something, well, Saudi Arabia is for us. Well, maybe not everybody.
You're right.
That's why I'm worried about the Kuwait thing a little bit, because there's a lot of people with the walk on both sides of the fence.
Yeah, okay, fair. No, you're right. When you said that, I thought that too.
No, I mean, I'm sure they looked into that and probably are looking into it, but mm-hmm. it's just, you know, and so that's going on. Where that ends, who knows? I hope we don't lose many people in this. I hope we go ahead and finish the mission.
Yeah.
Whatever that takes, you know, and it's going to take a lot of will as we get further down the road here. But we've got to be able to kill these missiles that can go over and hit Israel. Because, again, these people that hate Israel, I just don't understand that.
It's wild.
I mean, I understand why the Muslim, they didn't like it that the state of Israel was ever, that ever happened. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I understand that complaint, but that ship has sailed.
Yeah, agree.
Whatever, 75 years ago or whatever, mm-hmm. or longer than that.
Yeah.
And the fact that all of a sudden you have this anti, you know, Judaism thing, and it just feels like even some of the Jewish people don't sound like, you know, the Hollywood Jewish people don't seem like they're supporting Israel. It's weird.
It is very strange. And some of that felt when it first started happening, and a couple of years ago it started to surface. Oh, you know, this kind of behavior on college campuses and all that. It felt somewhat manufactured to me.
No, it did. You know, someone stirred them up about something.
Yeah, and then off we go. You know, just
well,
just,
they're blaming Israel now for getting us into this. They're saying that our top ally in the Middle East has pushed us into this, and I don't doubt that they did some pushing. But it needed to be done.
They probably wanted help. There's no question about it.
We do not need, and the Europeans, listen, why did we have to send so many people over from our country, you know, to battle Hitler? Because the Europeans, the Italians, had all gone Nazi. Germany had gone Nazi.
Well, there's some of that.
And so France, you know, they couldn't do it by themselves. They commit. In Belgium, too, I mean, you had people, resistance there,
mm-hmm.
in Holland as well, but they were just not a force that could do anything against, you know, the Nazi machine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Russia came in. You know, just I hope we're teaching some people some history somewhere along the way.
I agree.
Britain has always been there for us, and we've been there for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, it sure doesn't sound like they're in with us right this minute, and that needs to get fixed.
Well, I'll question why they aren't, right? I mean, what is the problem?
It's this guy that's up there, the new prime minister, who's been elected somehow.
Yeah.
And I just need to know, I know there's got to be a lot of English people that are pulling their hair out over this guy.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that the people that are the folks that have immigrated there, that have, you know, taken over big suburbs and places, you know, I guess that's who put him in. I don't know. But
crazy stuff.
The world is difficult, and Trump, you know, he is hardly a perfect man, but it needed somebody who had some backbone to do this. I mean, they are obviously, look at all the missiles they've sent over to Bahrain and Kuwait and everywhere else, shooting into buildings and hotels and everything. And where'd they get all that stuff? That's what they were building and buying from the Chinese and building more thousands of missiles.
Sure, yeah.
So they could scare everybody, say, we're going to shoot missiles at you if you don't, you know, behave. And all the while they're building this nuclear weapon underground. You don't, if it was for peaceful purposes, you wouldn't build it under a mountain.
Right.
I mean, come on. A lot of this stuff is just common sense. They were up to no good.
Right.
And yes, we did blow the thing to smithereens, but not enough.
Right.
You know, and that's why you got to do this campaign all the way through and just keep blowing up stuff that needs to get blown up. And then maybe it'll be over. And then the Democrats asking, well, how do we know what the end of this is going to be? Because we don't know what the end of this is going
but,
to be.
But that's a, I mean, that's the dumbest question I ever heard. Because when do you ever know, and whether it's war technically on paper or if it's this, the way we're set up right now, you never know what the outcome is going
to
be.
I used to ask stupid questions like that to my father. And his answer always was, he'd ask me, how long is a string?
Okay, right. We don't know.
How long is a string? That would be his answer to some moronic question I would ask about that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's honestly what I would say to the Democrats. How long is a string?
Right. Wouldn't that be funny if somebody did that? I mean, really.
Just trust the people that you have in the military out there to do the right thing. Right. I don't see these people kicking and screaming that they're over there doing this. They know these people are bad folks, and they're doing bad stuff.
Right.
And they went there and killed all those Israelis with Hamas and Hezbollah. And who paid for Hezbollah and Hamas? Iran. I mean, come on.
We knew. You've been doing this for a long time. You knew when that first invasion happened that this was going to be the outcome. I mean, we knew this was going to have to happen, right? Because they're not going to be embarrassed by what happened in, you know, Gaza and all that. They're going to fight through Iran.
Eventually.
And so here we go. You know, this is not unexpected. So if it surprised anybody out there, it shouldn't have.
You know, and then it's been, you know, I'm glad the CIA and the Mossad got in there and found out where these people were. And it ought to make some people nervous over there.
I bet it made Kim Jong-un a little nervous.
It makes probably a lot of them think about
North Korea. I bet you he's ready to talk
about me.
Right. Well, there's that. Yeah. I keep waiting for a knock on our
door. Anyway, but keep an eye on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
How quiet Russia is.
Very quiet. Very quiet.
And then, you know, watch. Do occasionally, if you are a right wing person, listen to the other side. I mean, you need to listen to what they're saying.
I agree.
You can't just listen to one voice. You need to hear what their arguments are.
I agree, Jimmy. And that's a good point from the angle of also, we were talking about this earlier in this podcast, and that is you get one story from one side and you get the other from the other side. You don't get both from one.
Somewhere you make up your mind.
Correct. And that's important.
It's not like they're saying things that are just completely, pretty much in some cases, pretty stupid.
Yeah.
But okay, well, that's an opinion. That's a side. That's an argument.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to be in forever wars. No one wants to be in wars. No one wants to risk. No one wants to have a military, but you got to have them. No one wants to have police, but you got to have them.
Wow.
There's a lot of things we don't like and we don't want to spend money on, but you got to have it.
Right.
We have to have it to be, you know, to exist in society.
And I agree.
God help us if they've let all these people in. And I'm more worried about the Chinese infiltration that's come through the border, because I saw that 60 Minutes report with all these young Chinese men that were coming through unchecked.
It doesn't get talked about.
They were near San Diego, and they weren't here to join the Boy Scouts.
No, and that story doesn't get talked about near enough. That 60 Minutes piece, if you haven't seen it, Google it, find it, YouTube it, whatever. And watch that, because there's really nothing else out there. I've not seen any other news out there about that. And they're talking about where the land is that they're training on and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's
buying land up, near air bases, next to, stuff like that.
Next to towers and water systems and power grid systems, all of it.
It's just sometimes we have a learning disability in this country. Wow. We have something happens that should be a teaching moment for us.
Yeah.
And we don't do anything about it.
No, we get the wrong message.
We just keep doing the same old crap, you know, get a year or two down the road, and then we're just back to doing what we're doing.
Yeah, something else. Just crazy.
It's just, I hope this has a good ending for the, boy, wouldn't it be great if the Middle East finally, you know, you get some of these people somehow under control that are the hate America people that are over there, or kill them, one or the other, I don't know, but one of the two. And get this settled down where that country can come back to being like, you know, was before the Shah did a lot of bad stuff, too.
Yeah, Shah of Iran. Yeah, I remember that.
But, you know, and it's just that those countries over there have been war ever since the Bible.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, since I've been alive, since you've been alive.
Long before you got alive.
Long before that.
With the families and the factions and the, you know, and then the kings and all that stuff. It's been going on since the Bible.
Tribes.
And there's no reason to think it's going to stop. But you just hope peace through strength. That's got to be what the right answer is, because that's what we're doing. And if you're cheering for us to make a mistake, you know, that's not good.
There's something strange about that. As Americans, to me.
Yeah, find another way to get to fight this, but don't, you know, go against your country right now. We're in harm's way with our military. Root them on. And see, even the dog liked it.
He's upset. Even he wants to speak out right now.
I agree with you.
It's not fake news. What he says is true.
No, he was saying, "Woo, that's good."
but you're right, Jimmy. I mean, that is definitely a strange. We're in a strange place, I think, as a country. When I see things like the chants, you know, "Death to America," the chants inside our own country, people chanting. I don't understand who those people are.
In college, you were just, people are stupid.
I guess.
I mean, we were stupid when we were in college.
Yeah,
a lot
true.
Of people were stupid.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stupid, you know, that goes on before you got any dogs in the hunt. At some point, you hopefully grow up and you mature.
Wow.
And and just hopefully, you know, that some of these people will straighten out once. But if they just, you know, a lot of people have been against this country for a long time, and they're in for the long game, the people that don't like us.
Isn't that interesting?
Because that's why they've corrupted some of the schools and, you know, and changed the curriculum, or they're not learning about history.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not talking, it's just, we need to have a lot of things fixed. You know, we need people that can not so much know how to read poetry, but know how to fix a lamp or fix an air conditioning system.
Boy, you got that right, yeah.
And we need a lot more people in practical education. And those people, you know, are making all kinds of money.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, paying really well.
So
right now.
It's just a lot of things, there's time, but you just have to, you know, these things like this are a huge distraction and a huge money taker. So, you know, you just hope this gets going and we can get back to maybe trying to fix schools and do some of that. But then, you know, this part of this story is about, for example, school safety.
Mm-hmm.
What have we really learned? We've had so many school shootings, and have we hardened up all the schools? We've done a few things,
yeah,
I think, around the country.
But it doesn't seem
Feel like they've done everything.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you.
Just the minimal stuff, like, you know, limit the entrances in the school.
All that stuff, yeah. And the further away we get from the last shooting, the less we focus on the safety. You know, time.
Oh, yeah, I heard some Democrats going with too many guns, going after the guy who was the terrorist in Austin.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not the right time to be. I mean, this guy was he had, who knows where he got his guns and if they're ever going to tell us and all that. But good gun ownership is okay. But then when you get in the hands of the wrong people, you know, it is a debate that needs to happen again. But I don't know. I mean, I worry about the lack of police and, you know, this guy, I mean, I'm glad the cops were 57 seconds away.
Well,
they got the call. Thank God they were around the corner.
Did you see, there's a video out by one of the local news agencies in that Austin shooting that has a Waymo car blocking the
emergency. I was just going to bring that. I wasn't even going to go there, but just
these
crazy ideas about the windmills and the solar things and the driverless cars. Why do we need driverless cars, really?
I don't know.
Why do we need that?
I don't know.
And I've heard about this Waymo or whatever it calls itself. It's all of the driverless. They don't know what to do in an unscripted moment.
That's what happened.
And I don't know about you when you're driving, but I've had a couple of unscripted moments in my time.
Yeah.
With the car coming right at me on the interstate.
Your lane,
I had to make that decision that might not have been a normal one to do, and I got out of it. Mm-hmm. But Waymo just freezes or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get in one of those things.
I just hope they learn. One of the cops had to pull over, get out of his squad car, run over to the car, get in and drive it. Yeah, and drive it away. And that something's wrong. I mean, if you block, 10, 15, 20 seconds, that could be life and death.
But again, why do we need that type of automation?
I don't know.
How does that help us as a society?
I don't know.
It puts people out of jobs. If nothing, I don't see the point of it. I just don't see why.
Yeah, that's a great question.
What was wrong with taxis and a taxi driver? You know, I mean, you're not. What are we doing that's so important that we can't have people drive people around? You got to have driverless cars, you know, that
that have issues that may have ended up, you know, causing more of a problem. I mean, that's something to think about, no doubt about it. But it is a good question. Why do we need them? You know, technology is great. Yeah,
I mean,
great.
What we tried to prove, I mean, that, I guess, I don't know.
I don't either.
And the electric part, I can understand. Okay, maybe you're trying to, but then you've got the disposal of the batteries.
Forget it.
All the things that go along with it, it's just goofy.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Well, Jimmy, great to get with you on a Monday. And as always, enlightening and fun and exciting. I want to thank all of our sponsors and thank you guys for listening. Till we do it all again next week. I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day.